Curating Connection, Preserving Truth by Madison Sims. There is a particular stillness that lives within a museum, a quiet intimacy with what it means to be human, what it means to observe and feel and recognize the passage of time and how every moment in history led up to the very moment being lived. It settles in the slow footsteps across the gallery floors, in the soft murmurs of curiosity, and in the pause one takes before a quiet echo of the past begins to somehow feel personal. During my time working as the education and museum coordinator at the Model T Museum, I have come to recognize this presence not only in the objects we preserve, but in the people who come to encounter them. Some visitors arrive with carefully curated lists, eager to check off another stop, while others wander in by chance, drawn by a roadside sign and leaving with a newfound curiosity. In a museum, strangers become storytellers, grandparents become historians, and for a moment, the noise of the outside world fades. We live in an age increasingly defined by algorithms, digital overload, and widespread misinformation. Museums remain among the last spaces that demand and reward our full attention and presence, offering not just knowledge, but grounding, connection through time, through truth, and through the shared human need to understand where we have come from. Though often underestimated, museums have played essential roles throughout history, from aiding war efforts during World War II to serving as trusted keepers of fact in a present era of doubt. This paper will explore the enduring relevance of museums in both historical and modern contexts. Through a blend of both reflection and analysis, I aim to illuminate their overlooked power as a place of presence, defenders of the truth, and as a vital bridge between understanding who we were and who we might become. Museums as a space of human connection. In a society heavily shaped by instant access, digital algorithms, and the illusion of endless connectivity, true human presence has become increasingly rare. Rates of social anxiety have surged in recent years, particularly among young people. According to a 2024 study published by the Journal of Prevention, social anxiety disorder is now one of the most commonly diagnosed anxiety disorders, with rates continuing to climb in the post-pandemic world. Many people now experience heightened discomfort in unfamiliar settings or when engaging face-to-face. Museums, however, offer a quiet antidote. They ask nothing of us but our attention, inviting us to slow down, to look closely, and to be fully present, not just with the objects, but within one another. For those of us who work within them, part of cultivating a memorable experience means doing much more than curating exhibits. It means curating connection. In my own role at the Model T Museum, I have learned that asking the right questions, noticing body language, and gently offering conversation can change an entire visit. A guest who initially lingers near the back with uncertainty might leave feeling like the space was designed just for them. It is about creating a moment of safety and welcome for those who may struggle to find it in the fast-paced world that we lived in. Beyond interpersonal connection, museums offer a bridge between generations. Visitors encounter the lives, tools, and traditions of those who came before them. In doing so, they are reminded that the history is not distant or abstract, but the foundation of the present. A museum fosters empathy by encouraging us to see through the eyes of others, past and present. They remind us that we are part of a larger ongoing story. In an age of curated digital identities and constant distraction, the quiet, intentional presence that museums require is both radical and necessary. They do not demand performance or perfection. They leave room for interpretation and different patterns of understanding. They simply ask that we show up with curiosity, openness, and a willingness to be moved.